The Crystal Symphony arrived in Unalaska Sunday morning after 5 days crossing the North Pacific, and the early risers went straight to the local cultural sites, namely the town's two museums and the historic Russian Orthodox Church. Since it was Sunday, they couldn't go inside, but one man from Vancouver, who didn't give his name, found something to do in the parking lot.
To have the church with a bald eagle on the top is icing on the cake.
He said he'd photographed eagles in Alaska before, but Unalaska seemed to be a hotspot.
This is my fourth one this morning, and I've been off the ship for about 20 minutes.
This was the Crystal Symphony's first stop in Alaska on this cruise, though it's called on Unalaska in the past. Some passengers, like Jan from North Queensland, Australia, were surprised by the scenery.
It looks like the hills around have been painted. They don't even look real. You see, where we come from is tropical, and all our mountains are filled with trees and flowering trees and nothing like this. It's just so totally different.
Jan left behind summer in Australia for a cool, windy spring in Unalaska, and so did Liz Johnson and her husband. Before heading over to a crab boil at a local bar, they stopped in at one of the few local stores, Alaska Ship Supply.
Just looking around here for something to buy, a souvenir.
I'm buying a t-shirt that says, fill it and release, rather than catch and release. I think it's fantastic. I love it.
Ship Supply store manager Eric Hansen says he sells a lot of shirts like that on cruise ship days.
We've seen a lot of people through here today, and hopefully later on we see the crew from the boat come in, because they usually get quite a bit just stocking up. Instead of buying t-shirts and whatnot, they're buying snacks and food for the trip, and more like what townspeople would buy.
Or like ferry passengers. The ferry Tustamina usually stops in Unalaska before the cruise ships start coming, but it's been delayed in shipyard and is now set to arrive May 23rd. That means the Unalaska Visitors Bureau is focused on cruise ships right now. On Sunday, board member Vicky Longan was posted outside the ship at the city dock, handing out maps and helping with transportation for passengers, mostly on school buses.
We're not geared to tourism, so they're seeing actually our lives.
Kathy Jordan is the executive director of the Visitors Bureau. She says her volunteer tour guides had to get creative when they ran out of things to do.
So they were driving them around down through some of the boat harbors and stuff like that, and then like back down so they could see the big crane and talking about what goes on around here. And they want to know the real life, authentic, what we do here. So it's really neat.
She says she talks about the sense of community, the jobs and the schools, but still.
They're interested in the challenges because we get on the bus and they're like, well, where's McDonald's? And, you know, well, don't you have a Costco? Things like that. So they kind of chuckle.
Jordan will be answering those questions a lot in the coming months. More bigger ships than ever are expected later this season, including one with 2,000 passengers aboard in September. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek with help from Liam Anderson.